So we're going to talk about how everything is interconnected, some basic principles and new definitions, how can common pesticide mixtures affect reproduction, sex behavior, learning, and immune function, among other things. How can common pesticide mixtures induce chronic long-term diseases? And some safe, effective, inexpensive solutions to these problems. What we have here is a general overview, a theory of the interconnection between what we took in for breakfast this morning, which was mass, energy, and nutrients. That was what fuels our molecular and cellular systems, keeps us alive and moving. These cell molecular systems are associated with each other to produce a central nervous system, our endocrine, our immune systems, here. These three systems, the nervous, endocrine, immune system, all interact with each other very intimately. There's about 60 different molecules that are used in this connection and in this communication. And I want to also point out that there are two things I'm going to show you toward the end of the talk. One is inverse dose responses. That is, the greatest effects are at the lowest doses when we're talking about these systems. And also we'll talk a lot about the gut in terms of GMO and what it's doing to the gut. And the gut, of course, is one of the key immune functions systems in our bodies. About 70% of our immune function is associated with our gut in one way or another. And what we have here is two systems, the molecular, cellular, and the organ systems, and they support individual level functions of reproduction, growth, and behavior. And that supports population level effects of birth rates, death rates, social structure. And that supports community level effects of immigration, relative species abundance, and other things. And so we have this whole superstructure that's resting on what's going on down here. Now, one of the interesting things about all of this is that there's another feature about all of this, and that is what I refer to as gene expression. Now, normally the genes are acting and they're sending signals out very much like Morse code, which is information to the molecular and cellular systems to control how they function. But it turns out that in the case of pesticides that appear to be, from the data that are available in the literature, undermining both the cellular, molecular, and the organ system functions, the environmental contaminants are able to hack the code. And so instead of a dash dot kind of code coming out here, it's just one single sound. There's no break, and therefore there's no information. And that's basically what epigenetics is about, typically, shutting off genes, turning them off. And we'll talk about that more later in the talk.